This is John Walton, and you're listening to the Power Play Point Podcast with the Blue Liner on Point and Anna Knox. Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score!
Hello and welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. This is your host, the Blue Liner on Point, and it's it's a nice sunny June day. wish the Caps were still playing hockey in this nice summer weather, but summery weather. But stuff happens, I guess. So as promised, we're wrapping up 2021, albeit quite late due to, as I mentioned on this morning's Facebook post, unforeseen circumstances. We're supposed to be taped the last show last week, but for a lot of different reasons, it just didn't happen. So, the mermaid is on permanent summer assignment. That is handling swim club coaching duties. So joining me for this final go round of 2021 is the seamstress for the band, Mrs. Blue Liner.
Hi guys.
And we're just going to do our annual season postmortem here. Actually got quite a few things to talk about. Some bad, some good. In our usual fashion, we're going to get rid of the bad. So, let's just get into that. So one of the bad, this, I hope this doesn't take too long that I'm seeing, but I'm seeing a lot of other Caps fans groups, debating the, I'm going to call it the Trotz effect. Or giving the team the trots, or however the hell you want to call it. This is one of those things where when it started, it was kind of funny at first. It ain't so funny anymore. I'm actually at the point where I'm starting to get tired of hearing about it. And
okay, you're going to have to explain this one to me because I'm not on a lot of those other pages.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Obviously, the Caps playoff success, and it all started when Steve Wino posted that article. I can't remember if Steve's with the Athletic or I don't think he's with the Athletic. I think he's still with the Times. But in any case, he posted that article that basically said, well, look, ever since Trotz moved on to the Islanders, his teams have advanced to no less than the second round, while the Caps in those 3 years haven't gotten out of the first round. And
yeah, well, look at the coach we had for two of those years.
Well, exactly. And more on that later. That's my point, more or less. But yeah. And that's kind of, shall we say, hitting a sore spot with a lot of Caps fans, a lot of whom are saying, well, see, if we had kept Trotz and if we had paid him his money, well, so first let me kill the one part of the debate. This whole idea that Trotz left for money. Nobody knows what went on during the negotiations, unless somebody has the actual contract and can show it to me. and has transcript of the actual conversations and negotiations that went on between Trotz and Caps management after the Caps won the cup in 2018, then nobody knows what the F really happened. So y'all can shut up, as far as I'm concerned. Okay? Maybe he was, yeah, maybe he was unhappy about his pay. And you know what? He's got a goddamn right to be, because the fact that, I mean, even if it was fact that he was going to get a $300,000 a year raise for 2 years for winning the cup, I mean, come on, that's an insult. Whether he agreed to that clause in his contract or not, that's an insult. Okay? You are at the top of your profession, and we're going to kick in give you a 10% raise, maybe. But you're still going to be paid in the bottom tier of your competition in your profession. That's an insult. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. I don't care what business you're in. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care, period. It's an insult. And if Trotz felt that way, which a lot of people think he did, then I agree. I don't blame him one damn bit. Trotz left for term. That's the other half of this meme. He said he wanted 5 years. There's no way he can stick for 5 years. Well, you can't prove, unless somebody can come up with the actual dialogue that was had between the two parties, okay? Nobody knows if that's what he even asked for. So you can't call that fact. And I don't even care if you show me a report, even if it is from a trusted source like a Steve Wino or a Samantha Pell or Tariq El-Bashir. I don't even care if you present that. Unless you got the actual words of the conversation between the two parties or something written down in a contract that you can legally show me, you can't prove it. So that's all moot as well. So this dragging on too much. Look, bottom line, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing about it. Everybody needs to move on. Okay? Barry Trotz is no longer the coach. He did what he did. Management decided what they decided. Okay? You can call it they backed him into a corner or he walked away from the offer. It matters not. Things are the way they are. We're dealt the hand that we're dealt. Peter Laviolette is now the coach of this team. As far as being the bench boss, he's probably the best hope for leading the group that we have now into any sort of playoff glory. Get used to it. Like it. Don't like it. You don't like it, go be a fan of some other team. We don't need you. That's my point. I'm at the point now. I'm sick of hearing about it. Barry Trotz he's doing what he's doing with the Islanders. And yes, admittedly, he's doing a great job there with nowhere near the talent he had in Washington. And he's to be credited and commended for that. But it's over. It's done. That's what we've got to deal with. Okay? Move on, people. Please. Please move on. Okay, don't linger on a topic that, you can't change the past. You can't. So that's my point about that. Let's hopefully close this debate once and for all and be done with it.
So did you get that off your chest?
Yes. Yes, I kind of felt like I had to, because like I said, when I first started seeing this, I thought it was funny. It's not funny anymore.
Well, I mean, it's sour grapes, honestly.
Yeah.
And people are going to whine about what they ain't got.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, next topic.
Next topic. Okay. So speaking of well, people that aren't gone yet, but may well be. I wasn't even going to talk about this at all. But Tony Stallard of the Capitals Army Facebook group, this morning I noticed a post he dug up with regard to an article about a possible deal, a rumored deal involving Evgeny Kuznetsov and Vladimir Tarasenko of the St. Louis Blues. And on paper, that trade makes a lot of sense, and yet it doesn't. So allow me, indulge me a moment, if you will, to dig up the old Cap Friendly. Okay, so Cap Friendly, I'm going to look up first our Washington Capitals. All right, now, Evgeny Kuznetsov, as we all know, is anchored, notice my choice of words there, to a contract with a modified no-trade clause for an additional 5 years counting, one, two, three, four. Okay, they're counting this year, even though, well, the season's really over as the fifth year. So 4 years as of next year, if we decide to keep him. And he is making, as a base salary and a cap hit, $7.8 million is his cap hit. Let me say that again. $7.8 million.
And, you know, I'm not seeing that kind of production out of him. I'm not seeing that. I'm not even seeing any flashes of brilliance that would warrant that now.
No. And I would agree. We are most certainly not getting our money's worth from him. Not at all. And I said in the previous episode, I mentioned a guy who they ought to get rid of, who's making even more money, and they ought to get rid of now for just that very same reason.
But Carlson does still put in some effort. Well, look, I'm not going to say he's worth all of it all the time, but I see more out of Carlson than I do out of Kuzi. Well, you can rant all you want.
All right. Well, so we go to the other half of this potential fantasy trade. Vladimir Tarasenko, who is on the St. Louis Blues roster right now, his cap hit is $7.5 million. So if this were to be a one-to-one swap, the Caps would only save $300,000 a year. Now, Tarasenko, by contrast...
What are the rest of the terms of his contract, though?
I was just about to get to that. Tarasenko, by contrast, is signed for three more years. Let me see if they... Okay, so he is signed for actually two more years, not counting this year, all the way through 2023. You be the judge. If this were a one-to-one swap, the Capitals would be getting back $300,000 worth of cap room, and only I don't know if that certainly on its own does not justify.
Okay, but Tarasenko, you're going to have to refresh my memory because it's been a little crazy lately. Position, productivity, I know nothing about this guy.
Tarasenko is, I would put him in the elite level category as far as both actual talent and potential talent. At one point, you could make a case for him as being one of the best goal scorers, if not the best goal scorer in the league.
So a forward.
A forward.
How old is he?
He is exactly the same age as Kuznetsov. He's 29 years old. Now, here's the problem with Tarasenko. He has had...
concussion prone.
Not concussion prone, but he's very injury prone.
Oh, he's me!
Yes. He's had knee problems. He has had lower body injuries. He has missed most of entire seasons. It's just been a night.
He's injury prone, but when he's healthy, he produces.
Yes. Now it's also, I'm trying to look up. What he's done recently. Okay. So this past year in the playoffs, So he's been defensively. Okay. He's not going to give you much more than Kuznetsov. Honestly, he was a -8 in 4 games. 4 games played, 2 goals, no assists for 2 points. Career in the playoffs, 35 goals in 78 games. That ain't bad.
No, that's not bad.
But this year, he only got in barely half the games and 4 goals, 10 assists for 14 points. So...
Was it COVID protocol or was it injury?
Good question. I'm not finding anything on that just yet. But year before that, 2020, he only played 10 games.
Ooh.
So I don't know. I don't know if that was, it was just a really horrific injury he had. But you look at his numbers when he has played a full season or close to it. So let me give you the rundown. 2015, he played 77 games, 37 goals, 36 assists for 73 points.
Okay.
Year after that, 40 goals, 34 assists for 74 points. Played 80 games. Year after that, 2017, he played all 82 games, 39 goals, 36 assists, 75 points. So obviously very consistent.
Right.
Year after that, 80 games, he dropped off a little bit, 33 goals, 33 assists, 66 points.
Yeah, but you're still talking about a 30-point goal scorer.
30-goal scorer, yeah, obviously, very consistently so. Year after that, when the Blues won the Cup, 33 goals, 35 assists, 68 points in 76 games. Now, I'm jumping over, I'm hoping to see his playoff stats. It won't let me look at that. So I don't know what he did there. And then he ran into some injury trouble or something. Cause like I said, last year, only 10 games and this year, 24 games. So
yeah, that's a little scary.
I don't know. I don't know. If he can stay healthy, this might not be a bad trade,
but we're not saving any money.
But we're not really saving any money, and I don't know. I don't really know. Where would you put him?
Well, is he a forward or a center forward?
He's a right wing.
Oh shit! As if we need any more of them.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That was our problem to begin with. When Trotz was first hired. So, yeah, it's not a bad looking trade on paper if you consider what they would get back, even though you're not saving a whole lot of money and you're tied to less term. But yeah, I the injury proneness kind of scares me a little.
Yeah,
And again, where would you put him? Because you're giving up a center, which is the heart of, the heart of all of our problems to begin the F with, in my estimation, because you got one center who is pretty much ready to retire or is close to it. You got another center who has loads of talent but ain't doing crap with it. You got another center who is, well, he's a third line plugger, so that's all you're going to get. And you got the fourth line center who does fourth line stuff, but only does fourth line stuff. So, yeah, we would need a first or a second line center to get back.
Right.
And, yeah, therein lies the rub. So, unless it's a center for center swap right now, a koozie trade doesn't look like it's going to happen. I think it's more likely they either leave him exposed in the expansion draft, more on that later, or make some other arrangement for him, make some other deal, maybe buy him out. I don't know. I don't know if there's rules for that, but it makes a lot more sense. If you're going to do a trade, get a quality center back. Or maybe right. even you know, some high draft picks to get back from the ones you traded in the Mantha trade. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, that's I mean, I wouldn't be too upset if they pulled the trigger on this deal. I just don't know if they would get full value back.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't Raffle play center preferred center, or is it Mantha?
No. Mantha is a winger. So is Raffle. Raffle's a free agent. I'm pretty sure they're either going to leave him exposed. Well, pardon me.
Not re-sign.
They're probably not going to re-sign Raffle. I would be highly doubtful that they would do that. Mantha is also a winger. He does not play center.
Okay. Well, I thought one of the guys that we just got prefers playing center, but is a winger.
Other way around. Raffle is a winger, prefers playing winger, but can play center.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I got confused. See, I knew we had somebody that could play center. It just...
Yeah, he can fill in. He can fill in at center. Oshie can fill in at center. Please, God, don't give him up.
Yeah, I know.
But he's better not.
He's definitely better not as the center, because he doesn't have Backstrom sense and eyes and hands.
Yeah, and also he had apparently some groin issues.
Yeah.
And when you're a center, you got to bend over a lot.
Yeah.
Just to take faceoffs. And trust me, bending over when you have a sore or even a torn groin
isn't comfortable.
It's not fun. Not at all. It makes you scream and not for joy. I can speak from experience. So, okay. So yeah, not so much a quote unquote bad topic. But yeah, wanted to throw that out there, because
something that the rumor mill has been
something,
generated.
Yeah, something to chew on if you're a Caps fan, because, the coming months will be very, very interesting to say the least.
Oh yeah.
So, want to get to some good here. One of them's fairly obvious, in the form of, well, Captain Obvious, who is, of course, a big Washington Nationals fan, but also a Caps fan as well, Ted Peters. And so we've been kind of digging around, trying to find out about him. Come to find out, he was hospitalized a few months ago. And a friend of mine in another page, well, in fact, in Twitter, I think, I forget if it was Twitter or another Facebook, but posted a picture of him that he was sent by Ted. I think it was Mitch Bates where I got the picture from. I don't know. I can't remember. But I saw a picture of him sitting up in his hospital bed, and the caption was, "This guy finally got up and walked around." So from a guy who, I heard anyway, who was a couple of blinks from staring the Grim Reaper in the face. That is one hell of some good news right there.
Oh yeah, that is definitely some great news.
As I've got to know Ted a little bit, and yes, that's a pun, but obviously, you know, he's been a fixture at Nats games with his uniform and his signs and his recognizable beard and that big grin he always has, and you know, he's what it defines what it is to be, yeah, to have fun as a fan. You know that's really the goal when you're out there supporting your team, is to, you know, have the most fun and enjoy it. And he's what we all want to be. And to hear that, you know, he was more than way under the weather was, you know, kind of a kick in the gut. And now that he's, you know, on his way to recovery, that's great. And hopefully he'll be out there in time for when the, you know, Caps take the ice, or, you know, Lord willing, maybe even before, you know, the baseball season is over, and, he'll be out back at the ballpark if he's feeling up to it. But to see him, you know, smiling again, and even though he's still in a hospital bed, that's great. That's always uplifting. So I think,
oh, it is very much so.
I think it's well worth taking time to give a cheer for that, mention that, make mention of it, and, you know, give the old positive vibes and the prayers and all that to send out there, because, you know, positive energy always does what it does. So Ted, if you're listening to this, we're pulling for you. We're thinking of you. Keep up the good fight and just do what you got to do to get better. Cause
yeah,
we're with you.
Soon.
Yeah. Get well soon. As soon as you can. We want to see you back at the ballpark and back at the rink, as quick as humanly possible. So Ted, just keep it up, keep smiling, and we'll definitely see you out there for sure. So another piece of good news that I wanted to throw out. Now, we rarely talk about other podcasts, other Caps podcasts, because my whole thing is I'm not in competition with the other Caps fan made podcasts. There's a lot of them out there that are, I would say the vast majority of them are well worth your time. Other than ours, of course. There's one called What the Puck. That's a weekly like ours. And they do coverage of the Caps, and a little bit dedicated to the Bears and the Stingrays as well. The Japers Rink has its own. Russian Machine has its own. There's also two others called Locked On Capitals and one called Pucker Up. And for the both of those two, there's a young lady by the name of Amy Rothenberger, who is a co-host on one, host of the other. She hosts the Locked On Capitals and co-host Pucker Up. And I just wanted to give a shout out for her, because apparently she was in a spot that I know all too well. So many times I've experienced so many times in my life. She lost her job recently. And with that, of course, took a hit in income, and then came to find out her car that she'd only had for a few years was in need of a dire amount of repairs. It was in the high four figures, so I heard. So she had a GoFundMe to raise $3,000 for that. And if you can imagine, if that was only going to cover part of the repairs, you can imagine the extent of the damage and what needed to be repaired. I know, I've been there. I know what that's like. I'm on my way to not having to worry about that as much anymore, but I still remember what that's like. So I wanted to bring attention to that, even though the GoFundMe campaign is over. She's reached her goal. But I wanted to bring attention to that because, well, she's a fellow Caps fan. And again, I know what she's going through. So I'm glad to see that she reached her goal, and we'll have that taken care of, hopefully very soon. And also, you know, I've listened to those podcasts, and again, it's well worth your time. So again, that's the Locked On Capitals podcast, which she's the sole host of, and Pucker Up, where she's a co-host. Both shows well worth your time. Available on all your major podcast distributors, such as Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and everywhere else. So just wanted to give some lip service, yes, pun partially intended, to both Pucker Up and Locked On. And for Amy, I don't know if she's listening, but you do a hell of a job, and you're a fellow Caps fan. So we at the Triple P will stand up for you anytime. Okay, so very quickly, I wanted to go over the rules of the upcoming NHL expansion draft, because I wanted to make sure that what
the rules of the expansion draft.
Yes.
Really?
Everything has rules. It's important for Caps fans to understand what.
No, I get that. We just did this 3-4 years ago. Did they change that dramatically?
Not really, but there's some wrinkles in here that I think some Caps fans may not be aware of.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of this, the we just did this 3-4 years ago. I find it interesting that Vegas is exempt.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yes, it's exactly. It is bullshit.
They went to the finals their first year.
Right.
And have been what, at least third round every year since?
Second or third round every bleeping year they've existed.
Yeah, they need to not be exempt.
Yeah, they need to be subject to the same rules. So I don't know what the hell it is with the league and the Mountain and Western teams, but yeah, they want.
They just must be paying them a hell of a lot of money.
Must be. I don't know. Well, I can sort of understand, because the expansion fee for Seattle. Well, the expansion fee for Vegas was $500
million. Wow.
That is, so that's just to be let into the club. That's not even operating the team. That's the membership fee, as it were.
Right.
You want to know what it was for Seattle?
Oh, Lord, what was it for Seattle?
$650 million.
In 4 years' time, it went up $150 million.
Uh-huh.
$1.5 million.
$150 million. It went up.
Wow. Is the league hurting for money that badly?
you might think so based on that, but I mean, that all gets split amongst the owners. So the $500 million got split amongst the 30 other existing owners. This $650 gets split 31 ways. So you're talking about...
You're talking... Oh, the brain is not going to work right now. Sorry.
Okay.
I can't do the math in my head right now.
Well, right. So 650, 30 split 31 ways. You're talking upwards of $20 million per team.
Right.
Or thereabouts. That the owners get.
Now, are the owners required to put that into the team or do anything with it? Or is it there's the packet?
Oh, very good question.
Ha ha ha.
Very, very good question, Grasshopper. Very, very good question. I don't know. I'm not sure. Ideally, yes, they ought to be putting it back in their team, but And I don't have any evidence to the contrary, but it's also likely they're also lining their pockets with it. So,
hell, that would have paid for Trotz to stay put. But I read an article. I don't remember. Never mind. I'm not going to bring that up. We're over and done with that subject, so I'm not going to talk about
it. That's right. We are over and done with that. So it's the subject, it is closed. The point is moot. So, anyway.
I've had my tongue.
Anyway, so back to Seattle. They were required to pay an expansion fee of $650 million. Now, again, this is just to be let into the club. This doesn't even consider the operating costs, the arena, blah, 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 any of that. But apparently they're going to be all on time. They're all ready to go. They've got their arena built and or mostly built or whatever it is. And they're all set to go. So
I thought it was done.
Yeah, no, I think it's, if it's not done, it's damn close to being done. But I think it actually is done. And they've got staff in place. They've actually got a little bit of a side note that they've actually got a lot of their crew in place, including the first African American play-by-play host.
Very cool.
So that's when I heard that, that's very 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 cool. I can see his face, but I'm blanking on his name. Hang on. Everett Fitzhugh. He will be the radio play-by-play announcer for the Kraken. He's worked his way up from all the way down in the ECHL. He started covering the Cincinnati Cyclones of the ECHL. And in fact, he actually started in the junior leagues, the USHL, covering the Youngstown Phantoms. This is cool. In 2018, he actually called a preseason Caps game against the Bruins. I did not know that. I wish I could get a tape of that.
I'm sure if you look hard enough, you can find one.
I'm sure it's somewhere, but yeah, it's great to see a guy who's, this isn't a guy who they just plucked off the streets. This is a guy who's paid his dues. So I'm glad to see somebody like that getting a chance here. So
yeah.
Anyway, okay. So getting off topic a bit. All right. So they paid their fee. They got their arena, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so here are the rules of the draft. It's the same basic rules that the Vegas Golden Showers, Golden Knights, had at the 2017 expansion draft. Except there will be one team, ha, 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 Vegas, that will be exempt. Caps, just like everybody else, has some time to submit their protected player list. Okay, so here are the basic rules. You must expose at least two forwards and one defenseman who played at least 27 games in this season or more than 54 games combined in this season and last season combined. And they must be under contract for next year. Let me repeat that last part. Must be under contract for 2021-22.
Well, obviously.
Well, okay, but...
Yeah, I know what you're pointing at, because Ovi's not under contract. He can't be... He can't be protected.
Which is the point that Robbie Gross has been hammering home,
right,
as far as
why he's not under contract yet.
Right, exactly. And that's why, because of that nice little loophole.
Right.
Moving on. The exposed goaltender, you imagined a goaltender being exposed, and as in no pads.
uncomfortable.
Yeah, no pads, no nothing, no stick. Anyway,
yeah.
The exposed goaltender has to be under contract for next year, either that or be a restricted free agent this year.
Okay, well, isn't Vanacek a restricted free agent now?
Good question. So once again, we go to cap friendly. And see that as far as their goaltenders, Vanacek will be a restricted free agent in not this year, but end of next year, I believe.
Oh, okay. But he's under contract. So
he is under contract. Yes, he is under contract for all the way through next year. So, unfortunately, unless he ends up on the protected list, he is eligible to be exposed.
Right.
Okay. So, on top of all that, you can go one of two ways. You can either protect a total of 7 skaters and 1 goalie, or I forget what the other combo is, 2 goalies and only 5 skaters or something like that. I forget what the combo is. The rules don't go into that, but originally it was 7 skaters and 1 goalie, or...
Hang on a second.
While you're looking that up, also, of course, obviously, any team is required to protect any players under contract that has a no move clause, because this would be considered a move. So if you have a player that has a no move clause, not a no trade clause, but a no move clause, you have to put them on the protected list. Now, I
believe Backstrom has that.
I'm pretty sure Backstrom has that. I'm going to go over to back to cap friendly again. Yes, as far as the Washington Capitals, Backstrom is the only player that has a no move clause. Technically, Zdeno Chara also has a no move clause because he is over 35 years of age. But he's also an unrestricted free agent at the time of the draft. And to be honest, I can't really see, this is probably going to be another discussion, but I can't really see the Caps re-signing him either.
I think they need to put him on the bench.
You mean as a coach?
As a coach.
Well, that'd be nice.
Okay.
I just...
Hang on. Look at what he did for Ginson this year.
I get that, but I don't think he's ready to take on
I don't think so. Okay, so the team can protect 7 forwards, 3 defensemen, and a goalie, or they can protect 8 skaters and a goalie.
Okay, all right, great. Great detective work there. So that's the combo. We don't have enough time to go into who they ought to protect and who they should not. I'm hoping Oshie.
We know your opinion on who they should not protect.
Right. I know they ought to protect Oshie. I think he would be too great a loss. You can't replace locker room chemistry like that. That's an intangible. You just can't. You can't pull out of your ass or out of thin air. So I think that would be too hard to replace something like that, no matter how much money we would save against the cap. And if you expose Carlson, I can't see Seattle. I really can't see Seattle picking that. I mean, they might be tempted, but I can't see Seattle picking up that contract. I don't know if they want to be married to something like that. I think he's at least risking exposure.
But you know what, though? I mean, Carlson does have the experience. He's got the leadership. I mean, for a team starting out, he's got, I mean, yes, he's getting older, but he still has, he has qualities that they may be willing to take. I mean, hell, they've got all this money to spend.
Yeah, that's true. And look, I'm going to be the last person to cry any tears if they do pick him. That's if they do bother to expose him, which I'm pretty sure they won't. But I say go ahead and expose him and protect, definitely protect Orlov. Definitely protect.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. So I found a mock draft for the Kraken, and I'm just going to scroll back and see what they say.
All right. Okay. Well, while you're doing that, I would say definitely protect Orlov and probably maybe even Trevor Van Riemsdyk.
Okay. I don't like this.
Who do they have?
They say protect Backstrom, Kuzi, Wilson, and Mantha for forwards. Carlson, Orlov, Dylan, and Schultz, protect Sammy with the options that they think their most viable options for that Seattle would pick would be Oshie, Sprong, or Vanacek. And they have Seattle picking Vanacek.
Yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately, I can see the Caps deciding to protect Samsonov because they've just invested way too much in him already.
And here's what they have for a projected lineup, wherever the gamehouse.com is where I found this. They have Van Riemsdyk, the other one, Johansson, Johnson, Zucker, I don't know, all they're doing is last names. Henrique, Bailey, Greenway, Kerfoot, Johnson with two S's, Richie, Akari, Appleton for the forward, Giordano for the defense with Dunn as his partner. I have no idea.
Well, I mean, you can stop there. A lot of those names I happen to know, and that ain't a bad lineup. That ain't a bad lineup for an expansion team. That might be a team that ends up competing for, at the very least, a playoff spot, if not more.
Yeah, and projected first-line goalie is Dobbs, or string goalie, or a number one goalie is Dobby, so.
Khudobin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that ain't bad. Khudobin Vanacek tandem. I can see that.
Actually, they have Allen. They're listing some goalie named Allen.
Jake Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'd be a good backup too.
So, I mean, that's what they're projecting. Like I said, this is Game House, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's too early, too much to speculate, but I can see at least some of that coming to effect. But re-review. So is it seven skaters and one goalie? And
no, eight skaters and a goalie.
Eight skaters and a goalie.
Or you can do seven forwards, three defense, and a goalie.
Right. And as far as the contract status, we went over that. Yeah, you have to protect anybody with a no move. Anyone who's under contract is eligible.
Right.
At least under contract for next year. So that's why if you listen to the Sports on the Hill podcast, that's why Robbie threw out that idea, hey, you know, and ain't nothing that says we can't do the old stall tactic and just
well didn't we do that with Oshie in the expansion draft before the
I'm
Vegas draft?
Pretty sure we did, yeah. And apparently the league smacked Cap's management on the wee-wee and said, don't do that. But quietly so, because, yeah, what they didn't make too big a deal, but yeah. But it's going to be interesting times. That all is going to go down July 21st.
They're going to know who they get to pick from. The list has to be submitted to whoever they have to go to.
I think it's a week before the list has to be. The league must receive the protected list. July the 17th. So the 21st, we're going to know who the Kraken are going to pick, and they'll get first Kraken at who goes onto their team. And yeah, if it's anything like that mock-up, that's going to be a very interesting lineup indeed.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but bottom line, I'm hoping it's not Oshie, because you cannot replace locker room chemistry like that, on a whim. You can't buy it. So, as long as it's not that, and as long as, I don't want to get too high on him, because it's too easy to fall into that trap. But somebody who's become very much worth his contract is Orlov, so I'm hoping he stays as well.
Yeah.
All right, so that'll be that. So one last segment. So we wanted to open up the phone lines, but again, this being a Sunday evening, had a few takers, but they all had to back out. One in particular, Chris Levesque, has some notes that he asked me to read on air. So I will do that now. So with regard to our first subject, the Trotz issue, I know we said we closed it, but this is his two cents. Caps fans need to get over it and move forward. It is what it is. Yes, it was up to Ted to extend Barry, but he is the boss. We can't forget that Trotz had a great supporting cast with Lambert, Reardon, and Korn. This year's team was not going to win it all with Barry at the helm, with all the injuries they had going down the stretch. With this year's schedule being compressed, playing every other day took a toll on the league's oldest team with virtually no practice. End quote. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, under the circumstances that we had this year, I mean, we had what? 5-day training camp.
Right. 5-day training camp, very abbreviated training camp. Just about every other game was a back-to-back set.
Right. There was a lot of shit with this season.
Yeah,
Made it to the playoffs with the issues that we did have, the injuries, the COVID protocols, all of the other crap that was going on this year, playing the same team 8 friggin' times. I mean, the fact that we were able to make it to the playoffs, I think, speaks volumes about Coach Lavi's plans and what he's got going on.
Right. So, and again, to quote Robbie Gross, Laviolette usually gets his teams, if not all the way to the promised land, pretty damn close in his second year. So if now that he's got a full year to work with and more input into the roster and geared towards, you know, players more inclined to play things his way, that's going to be very, very interesting as far as what he does with player management. And so that's going to be very interesting to see. So definitely a make or break year for him anyway. So moving on to the last of Chris's notes here. So he made a comment about said offseason moves, and I quote, I can see the Caps making a move or two this coming off season. I expect GMBM to move Kuznetsov. I think he has a no trade clause, but could be mistaken that he does. And bring up two defensemen from Hershey. And he goes on to finish by saying, maybe expose Eller to the expansion draft, end quote. That last part, I don't know if I agree with, unless you can find a third line center that does everything that Eller does and right. and is younger and makes less money, then yeah, do that. But unless you got somebody who can do that, and no, Connor McMichael is not that guy. That's where he would probably start as far as playing time. But no, Connor McMichael is not slated to be Eller's replacement. He is slated to be Backstrom and or Kuznetsov's replacement. That's not right. where he's supposed to end up. That's not the kind of talent he has. That's not the kind of role he plays. So before everybody starts dreaming of that, no, put some, you know, pour some cold water on yourself. And don't think it. I happen to think Connor McMichael, for my part, is probably going to, unless there's a major injury to one of the centers, McMichael is probably going to spend most of 2022 in Hershey. The most I see him doing is playing maybe anywhere from 10 to 20 games with the big club. And then in 2023 is where he's going to be a full-timer. That's what I see for him going forward. But like I said, there things could change. There could be an injury. They could run into a concrete wall. We don't know. So name that movie and claim it. All right. So that's Chris Levesque's notes on what he would like to say on the show. Chris Levesque, of course, one of our loyal listeners. Thank you, Christian, for your always astute input. Okay, so, all right, so this is the part that we wind it up, and I just want to take some time. Usually I list a lot of names. I'm going to just throw out a few names. If I don't mention you, it's not a slight, but I really want to single out a few people this year who really helped make the show a little bit bigger. We expand our reach a little bit. Our Facebook membership group is up and over 200 members now. We started at about 150, I think. So, you know, we're growing. We're not, Netflix and Apple stock growing, but we're growing. So thank goodness right. for that. So a couple of people I think were a big help for that. I want to single out now Tony Olcott, who is tireless, lives in the Southern Virginia area over by the Va Beach, Norfolk area, who is tireless in his reporting of, well, sometimes the Admirals, the reincarnation of the Admirals, but also the Bears and sometimes the Stingrays. It is basically our shining light for that group, so that we can are better able to keep tabs on those guys. And I just want to take time to thank him so much. And he was an example of when we had Blake from the Chirpin DMV show to teach us about advanced stats. He was an example of a willing student as to find out what all that was, because he admitted not even knowing what course he was. And then we talked about it and said, well, listen to the show. And when he did, he said, oh, okay, I get it. That makes a lot of sense. So he's just living embodiment of why we do this show and fans helping fans. He's like I said, he's tireless, and he's so giving with his information, and I love the energy he brings to it. So I just wanted to single him out and thank him. Grant Green, as far as bringing over a lot of his friends, he hosts the Scottish Caps Fan podcast, also hosted by Podbean, and also has created one of the fastest growing Facebook membership pages, the Capital Society. he alerted a lot, if not all, of his friends to our show, and a good chunk of them decided to come over and be members of our page. So, Grant, I can't thank you enough. Stick tap to you. And if I could, I'd send you a big, gigantic case of Stella right now, because I can't thank you enough for the job that you did in promoting our show. So just two guys there. And of course, Anna the Mermaid, of course, who, you know, battled a horrendous schedule. A lot of demands were met on her. And unfortunately, because of that, she couldn't make a lot of show dates. But, you know, she soldiered on and keep going. And, you know, she's already committed to next year. So it's not as if, you know, this was it for her. She's already down for next year for sure. So you'll be hearing more from her for absolute certainty. And again, if I've left you off, I don't mean any slight. I have a couple of names, as always happens to me, bubble up to my head. Eric Hayes, the trucker, want to plug his charity, St. Christopher Truckers Fund, worthwhile charity that, we donated to when he bought the masks that we auctioned off. So I want to thank him one more time for his tireless membership. Jen Passero, whose son Troy is, well, shall I say, a youth hockey prodigy. You might have read about them, but want to thank her because she kind of helped out with the sale of some of the masks that Mrs. Blue Liner made. Want to take time to thank her as well. And all you loyal listeners out there, you know, if you're listening to this regular, you know who you are. I'm thinking of you. You know I am. I just wish I had more time to name all the names. I can't name all 200 plus of you. I wish I could. But you want to bust my buns, you know where to reach me. I'm on Twitter. My email address is out there. You know, you want to yell at me, please do, but I haven't forgotten about you. So I just want to thank you all for another great year. It's a 2021 was probably our biggest ever. I'm hoping next year is even bigger, and sure as hell hoping for a longer playoff run, because that'll be nice to get back to second round of the playoffs. But just want to take time to thank everybody. So we're going to put a bow on 2021. And may next year be a damn sight better.
All around, yes.
Yes, most definitely. So, sweetheart, do you have any other final thoughts at all before we sign off for this year?
No.
Okay. Well, for Anna Knox, the mermaid, for all our absent friends, for Mrs. Blue Liner, for all you Caps fans out there, I usually end with a joke, but I'm just going to end with a toast. And I happen to have...
Are you doing your Hattie?
Yep. I happen to have Craig Lachlan's latest creation from a local brewery called the Firm Brewery in my backyard hometown of Gambrills, Maryland. I'm cracking that open right now. Nice and foamy. So this is the Hattie, the Locker 18 Brewing Partnership, and I'm drinking a toast to you Caps fans out there. May we see a longer postseason and a very short and not too crazy offseason. Thanks to all you guys and gals out there who listen. This one's for you. Oh, that's smooth. That is so smooth. I highly recommend it. Again, that's the Firm Brewery. And the Hattie, if you can get your hands on it, if you are a lover of beer, such as I am. All right. So for everybody, end of 2021, Blue Liner here signing off. Have a great next year. Have a great summer. Have a great next year, hopefully. And let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, BlueLiner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Power Play Point Podcast. Thanks for listening.